You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Doorbell rings, he drops a bag outside. When we read the fucking mail, it's a hell of a ride. One for my buddy, two for the show, three orange slices and away we go. Listen to mail, listen to mail. Gilbert and Frank's very amazing colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag.
Hi, I'm...
Hi.
who are you?
Oh, you weren't speaking to me. I apologize.
Oh, yes. Well, I was Gilbert Gottfried. The person who interrupted me was Frank Santopadre. And this was going to be Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsessions at a place that used to be called Nutmeg with the late... Frank.
What's sad about Frank?
Yeah.
Not dead yet. Yeah.
Okay, and that's a wrap, I think.
You know what is amazing? That you've started to remember the names of the show as you go through.
Amazing.
I don't have to remind you each week. This is Colossal Obsessions. This is Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Well, you're dealing with a professional.
I am dealing with a professional. A little quick house cleaning, Gil.
Yes.
Before we jump into, we're going to do part two. I think a couple of weeks ago we did part one of Twitter mail, viewer mail. We like to hear from our listeners and read their tweets.
Because we have very sophisticated, intelligent
listeners. They are sophisticated. We like to make them a part of the show. We like to name check them. So we're going to do part two of that. But first, a couple of quick things. I want to thank two artists, Steve Hanna and Anthony Tringali, who did... Steve, we talked about it last week. Steve Hanna was the guy that did that wonderful... He did us a zombies for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And then he did that great Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving art, which was just
that
phenomenal.
Was terrific.
And Anthony did a wonderful caricature of the two of us, Hirschfeld style.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to thank them. And we want to thank Wyatt Doyle and Jimmy Angelina, who are fans and listeners, who sent Gilbert and I their new book, which is called The Last Coloring Book on the Left, which is a Wes Craven homage. And that's it for now. Who did you have dinner with the other night, sir, with your lovely wife?
I was out in L.A., and I was doing, you know, for my documentary, Gilbert.
Do you have a documentary?
Yes. I've never mentioned this before. But we got together with Dick Van Dyke and his wife, Arlene.
And Scott and Lisa Land.
Right,
the talented puppeteers.
And we had dinner together, and Dick is hysterical, and he remembers everything.
Right.
And when we were leaving the restaurant, he did a little dance step.
Oh, he did a little soft shoe for you?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Amazing to watch him.
Yeah. I remember how excited you were in your apartment the night we were talking about booking him for the show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And how you just thought he was the be-all and end-all, that if we could get him, the show was finally legit.
Yeah.
Like 60 episodes in.
Right. And that's a great... Anybody who has not heard that episode should absolutely go
back. Oh, it's great. And yes, hearing Gilbert sing... and what compliment did he pay you?
He told me on the show that I would have been a great buddy. That's the part that Maury Amsterdam played.
Yes,
right.
Buddy Sorrell.
The Dick Van Dyke Show, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was a wonderful episode.
Yeah.
That was sort of one of the episodes where you started to think, oh, this is special.
Yeah, and then we get people like Carl Reiner and, oh, God.
And Richard Benjamin and Norman Lear and...
Oh,
and Jimmy Webb and so many. You never thought it was going to happen.
No.
Tell the truth.
Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern, I think about a lot.
Bruce Dern was another breakthrough episode.
Terrific.
He kept wanting to go on when we were trying to end the thing.
And
he kept going. Yeah.
An insane memory, Bruce Stern.
Yeah.
He was telling movies like he did 80 years ago, and he was like, he could name who did the catering on it.
Yeah. I had the Twizzlers at Craft Services.
And yes.
I have actually been thinking about him because I remembered he said, you know, so many movies people are improvise the scenes or, you know, this is the scene where you tell them you love them or whatever. And that's all the direction they get. But he loved the script. He wanted a script.
Bruce Stern.
Yeah. That would be exactly right so that he would not have to deviate one iota. And I think, what was the one? Nebraska was the one.
Yeah.
Where he.
Well, he would talk about give him a Dernsey.
Yeah,
where he would always do that. Yeah. That one little special take.
And I remember Bruce Stern saying that, and it was surprising. Like, he's not a druggie, and he's not an alcoholic, but you know his friend Nicholson, of course, and Nicholson kept trying to get him to smoke a joint, and he goes, "Come on, it'll make you feel good," and he goes, "I do feel good." And he goes, feel better.
Two guys we got to get that work with them, Monty Hellman and Bob Rafelson.
Oh, my God,
directed the King of Marvin Gardens.
Yes.
We got to get our hands on those two guys for Dern, Peter Fonda, and Nicholson stories. Remember we approached Peter Fonda?
That's right.
You and me, we just grabbed him.
Yeah.
We got to follow up on that.
I think he just got scared.
Two of you grabbed him.
He got a little frightened. Yeah. All right. We're going to do some Twitter mail here, and we're going to do part two of this. People like to hear their names on the show. They like to hear their questions on the show. Adam Schmadam. Love the David Zucker episode. There is a side-by-side comparison of Zero Hour versus Airplane on YouTube. That is the movie that they were parodying.
Yeah.
In some cases, shot for shot.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
And the dialogue is pretty much identical.
Yeah. Worth seeing. You can definitely find that. Let's see. This is somebody who's responding to your documentary, Gilbert, Matt Rosen.
Yeah.
And he writes, "I enjoyed the doc. It was very tender. I think I like the Valentine's Day cards the best."
Oh, that's... That's where when I write a romantic Valentine's Day cards to Dara, where I always just write, "Go fuck yourself."
Yeah.
Gilbert.
Yeah.
That's the tender part.
Regular Robert Browning.
Yes. And here's one. Let's see if I could find it.
Uh-oh. Gilbert's trying to work his phone.
Exactly. Here's one I just saw now, and it was just really sweet. He said he was at the premiere for the new Star Wars film, and all these big actors were there, and he goes, "I was standing behind Gilbert at LAX check-in, didn't want to bother him, but I did nod, and he nodded back. Though I was already in a room full of stars the night before, a nod from Iago himself made my day."
Oh, is that nice?
And that's great. Chris Leong. Yeah.
That's nice. See, you respond to your fans.
See?
You are nice. People have no idea.
I was at the Mad Magazine farewell party. Mad is leaving New York after 65 years.
Well, they tried to leave New York as we had on the show, right? A couple of decades ago, all the rest of the company moved out to L.A.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't that long ago.
They refused to go.
It was about 5-7 years ago, and they're going out to Burbank, and it's the end of an era. And a guy approached me, and he said, "I opened for Gilbert." And, boy, he's lovely. He loves to meet his fans. He was so kind. You sure it was Gilbert?
And I did something at Comic-Con in New York where... I forget what show it was for. It was some talk show I just done. Dara would know, but she's probably not paying attention.
Dara, are you there? No, she's not.
She is, in fact, listening.
She's not listening to the show. She gave up.
What's the question?
Yeah.
Can you blame her?
I did something at Comic-Con, and what the fuck was I talking about?
Meeting your fans, how your fans, meeting you.
What was the show that Gilbert was talking about at New York Comic Con? That's what he needs to know.
Dara? I
didn't hear the question.
When Gilbert was at New York Comic Con, he was there in connection with some show.
Yeah, what was the Colbert Show.
Yeah. And now I forget what the fuck.
Okay, forget it.
Yeah, what? But at least we got the
but
show.
But it was a good story.
The guy you opened for was the guy who opened for you was Christian Asis, by the way. I wanted to get his name out there. So back to Twitter. This is from Trip Great. Hey, wait a minute. Listening to the Ed Weinberger episode, there was the co-creator for Mr. President. That was the ill-fated sitcom with George C. Scott. Johnny Carson of Johnny Carson fame. His name was in the credits. And yes,
I remember now.
Johnny Carson.
At Comic-Con.
Okay.
We had, and now I forget his name, the guy from Mad.
Al Jaffe.
Al Jaffe was there.
Right. Al Jaffe was there last night. He loves you.
Yeah. Al Jaffe, what I remember about him on the show was he told like, the saddest story about the last time he saw his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and it just fascinated me, that whole idea of tragedy and comedy, because he goes into comedy.
Yeah. I saw him last night, and he had a great time doing the show.
Oh,
he was
great.
My love for
how
Gilbert.
Now,
I think
Frank?
He's 96.
Amazing.
And he's sharp, way sharper than Gilbert is.
I couldn't remember his name or where I met him.
of all the guests we've had on the show, my 11-year-old son
was
most impressed that we met the guys from Mad.
Al Jaffe. Yeah,
Al Jaffe, that story about his mother, God, that was just
a heartbreaker.
Yeah. That was like on a Sophie's Choice level or something.
Yeah.
It was really amazing.
I'm going to submit that episode for Peabody consideration.
Yeah. There's that and you know, so many parts of the Sonny Fox one.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Even Pantaleano. There was a lot of touching stuff and many episodes. Trip Great. So I answered his question. He says, was a question... the co-creator of Johnny Carson. Hey, put Paul on this, and I'll look forward to his answer sometime this decade.
He knows me.
Wishful thinking.
Spy Seal. I love these Twitter names. Spy Seal, S-E-A-L. Fun fact, Goulardi, we were talking about Goulardi Sven Gulli. With Rich Koz, who's a great guy. Rich Koz. Fun fact, Goulardi's son is the masterful filmmaker Paul Thomas Anderson. Well, we knew that. The director of Boogie Nights and Magnolia and There Will Be Blood. I'm sure others have emailed that info. Anyway, great show with Sven Gulli. Boy, Sven Gulli turned out to be a fantastic guest.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And now back to the show. Oh, Conrad Brooks died from the Ed Wood movies.
Wow.
Did you know Conrad Brooks?
Yeah, I don't. I never met him.
He was one of the last of that Ed Wood stock company with Kelton the Cop, Paul Marco, and all of those people.
Oh.
Dolores Fuller. Let's see. Talk amongst yourselves while I find something good. I'm watching a movie with Sandra Oh. I love when women tweet us. I'm watching a movie with Danny Thomas right now, and guess what I can't get out of my mind?
See, there's somebody who understands we are a woman-friendly show.
Well, yes.
I hope you're watching the movie Under Your Table.
Under the yum-yum tree. Delly, D-E-L-L-Y, Delly. I just listened to the Norman Lear episode. What a thoroughly enjoyable experience. Frank Santopadre at his very best. Oh, and then it says, and Gilbert, too.
I remember I got a tweet from some girl, and she said, which is the one? Was it him or the girl shitting on the glass coffee table?
Who sent this to you?
Some girl.
Wow. Again, who says the show's not woman friendly? Rich 1047. This is a nice sort of a backhanded compliment for me. Frank, over the years, I have gone from who the hell is this guy taking time away from Gilbert to this is the best team since Bud and Lou. Thanks for thanks for making the ACP better. That my mom wrote that.
Yes.
I'll be honest. Chris Ketchmark, who writes us a lot, is not interested in Elf on a Shelf this season. He wants Gil on the Hill. He doesn't want Mensch on a bench either. He wants Gil on a Hill. Is this something to market?
Yeah. I think it's the new toy.
Let's see. I watched the Gilbert, John Costello. I watched the Gilbert documentary, an amazing job on the film, and Gilbert remains an unsurpassed talent.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that nice? And Neil chimes in occasionally. Neil deserves a lot of credit, by the way. You deserve some.
Yeah.
But Neil Berkeley outdid himself.
Oh, great job.
I'm not sure what this, do I know what this tweet means? Gilbert writes, this is responding to one of your wacky tweets. I wish they'd invent something where you could change the TV channels without getting up from the couch, but that seems highly remote.
Yes.
And then Ravi K. Bhatia writes, real Gilbert in Jack Benny voice, oh, Frank, would you come up from the basement and change the channel? I don't do a very good Jack Benny, but you get the idea. Empty City Squares, our pal John Fotiatis. Cesar Romero, something about... This is a picture from the Batman movie of all the villains.
Gorshin. Wow.
And he writes, I'm not sure what the other three are doing in this pic, but I think Cesar Romero was staring at a bowl of clementines. Thank you, John. We love you.
Oh, and I got a bunch of tweets because people were reading that article. Years ago, I was on a Friars roast.
Oh, the article about Frank Frodorosa brought that up.
Yeah, Matt Lauer and Ann Curry.
Yeah.
And they said... what Gilbert said, even with censoring, it was too obscene to mention here. And he went into detail with some sex jokes about Ann Curry, Asian sex jokes about Ann Curry. And he went into detail about her genitalia.
I was in the room. and no one could take their eyes off Ann Curry. And what her reaction was, as Gilbert went on and on and on. Yeah, that was a memorable roast. Eric Ryan, our friend Eric Ryan, when listeners get down or are feeling depressed, listening to any Mario Cantone episode of the podcast or Pat Cooper... Or the Pat Cooper or Bob Einstein is the cure. Incomparable.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fun. Mario's coming up. Or maybe by the time this is... Nope, Mario will have run by the time we put this one up. So, yeah.
And he always does his like, you know, last days of Betty Davis.
Which you love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also love his Carol Channing.
So when you hear this podcast, go back to Christmas Day.
Yes.
To find
if
Mario's
my scheduling
Christmas show.
Is accurate, this should be what we're doing now. Should be posting on
if
the 28th.
Today is, yeah,
it's confusing.
It is confusing.
Mrs. Yakafluss, we always like to hear from her.
Yes,
just hearing real Gilbert's laugh pulls me out of despair.
Oh,
isn't that nice? If they only knew what a morose, inconsolable person you were.
For everyone that's pulled out of despair, there are...
Yeah. Gilbert kindly thanked Mario. I'm sure it was Dara who thanked Mario for doing the show on Twitter. You can't be bothered with thanking people. No. And Mario wrote, I love you, Gilbert, but fuck your razzleberry dressing.
Can we have a quickment with razzleberry dressing? A little razzleberry would be nice.
He is not a fan. This will be the subject of an ongoing feud between Richard Kind, Gilbert and Mario.
And what I have to say there is the whole, I don't know if we spoke to Mario about it. The Rudolph the Red-Nosed Ranger. Ranger. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Right.
What pisses me off is the happy ending is, oh, we love Rudolph because he can help us out.
Oh, yeah. Mario does. Yeah. Mario mentions that in his act.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
Because they were unkind to him.
Yeah.
Throughout.
I always thought Rudolph should have said, you need my help? Fuck you.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know, you were never nice to me before.
Yeah.
You know, let the kids not get toys. Let Santa crash and die.
Yes, you're both in the same boat.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I did some research. Turns out Rudolph the Red-Nosed Ranger is actually a Nazi soldier who was stuck in the winter.
Played by W.C. Fields.
Classic for the kids.
Our pal Danny Duraney, our lovely pal Danny Duraney, who has done a mini episode and saved Betty Garrett's life, you may recall, when she fell off a ladder.
Oh, yes.
Do you guys know that People, the song People, they're the happiest people, the Barbra Streisand song from Funny Girl, was originally written for Mr. Magoo's Christmas special.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it's Julie Stein.
Well, that's like that story, like with Coconuts. They had, what was that classic song?
In the Marx Brothers Coconuts?
They were going to you. They wanted it. It was written for the movie.
Oh, Paul, you better grab the phone.
Grab the phone.
Oh, Christ. Wait a second.
Okay, we should get this by Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
This, Frank, you were my last supporter, and now you're gone.
It'll come to you, Gil.
It was something like, oh, I'll be loving you always.
Oh, okay.
That was written for Coconuts.
I didn't know that. Good trivia.
George S. Kaufman thought it was too schmaltzy.
Fuck him.
Yeah, he turns it down, and it becomes like one of the American classics.
Yeah. Let's see. Rich 1047 again, who paid me that nice compliment. The last Mario episode was worth the price of a Stitcher subscription by itself. Yeah.
Yeah,
you tell him. Mario had a birthday, so we all wished him a happy birthday. Here's something, Gilbert. Brendan Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Uh-huh. I'm going to say it's Reese, like our pal Mike Reese. Here's a good one. I wonder if Gilbert knows from 1989, the movie Blind Fury. This is Rutger Hauer as a blind man.
Oh, I saw that on TV.
Is he a martial arts expert who's blind? What is the premise of this?
That's pretty much it. And at one point, I just remember they kidnap him, and he's not blindfolded. There's no need for it. And I remember he's like counting, so he knows the number of counts that where he got picked up, where they threw his stick away. And he after he beats up the kidnappers, he finds the exact location.
Is it a comedy? Is it tongue in cheek?
No.
The poster looks funny.
Yeah. Oh, the poster looks.
Poster's him kicking ass with a blind guy's cane.
And what is he doing now, Rutger Hauer?
Oh, he's a good actor. He was in the Batman movies. He was in The Dark Knight.
And The Hitcher.
Yes, The Hitcher. He's terrifying. Nighthawks, the Stallone movie that they shot on the tram.
Yes.
On the Roosevelt
tram. Oh, he was in that thing that had to do with, what's his name from The Gong Show?
Is he in that? The Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, the Chuck Barris thing?
Yeah, he plays like a hitman.
Terrific
there.
Actor. Okay, yeah. We'll look into Rutger Hauer. Rutger Hauer or Rutger Hauer? Eric Ryan, Esquire, it is one thing to do dead-on impressions of Judy Garland, Betty Davis, and Shelley Winters. It's another to improv the material like Gilbert. Oh, this is all ego massage for you and Mario.
Okay.
One of the funniest people alive.
Oh, thank you. What's his name?
Eric Ryan.
Thank you, Eric.
And I believe he's German. So there you go. Paul, so you've won them over.
He feels guilty about it.
Paul El Chevalier.
If I'm not in
let me see your passport, Chevalier.
Monkey business. I enjoyed watching Gilbert as Hitler in Highway to Hell.
Wow.
And I enjoyed listening to the Real Gilbert, Red Hour Ben. He wants us to book Ben Stiller. Red Hour Ben and Jerry Stiller. Yeah, we should ask. We should. I worked with Ben once. He's a nice fellow.
Oh,
nice
geez, of course.
As Gilbert's phone goes off.
That's Ben Stiller now.
There's Ben.
Yeah.
Throws the whole show into a ditch.
Oh, and I should mention, of course, no surprise here, I did The Night of Too Many Stars.
Yes, you were funny on that with J.J. Abrams.
Thank you. And I ran into Ben Stiller and didn't ask him to come
nice
on the
work.
Podcast.
Did you chat him up at least? Did you say anything?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you say?
Hi. And
he remains the greatest ambassador for this podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
And shockingly, Adam Sandler was nice to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And another one, Billy Crystal had just seen the documentary and couldn't have been nicer.
Okay, Dara, you hear this? Billy Crystal, Ben Stiller. Are all nice to Gilbert.
Yeah,
and like the documentary.
And Adam Sandler.
And Adam Sandler.
And I didn't ask any of them.
How about Sandler and Young?
One of them's still alive. I think Tony Sandler.
Tony Sandler's still alive.
We got to get him.
Track him down?
We
track
have
him, track
to
him
get
down?
Him.
Okay, Tony Sandler.
Not a rush.
Dara and Tony Sandler to the list.
Yeah, because, I mean, God, they were on every variety.
Yeah, they would be
show.
Fun.
And I love their show Sandler and Son. That was
Sandler
great.
And Son, also good.
You big dummy.
this show is so schizophrenic. Can you keep up with it? Steve?
You just asked that to Paul.
I know. The wrong guy. There's a select number of people in the room.
By the way, I don't have anything to add on a coconuts discussion.
You have nothing to add on anything.
I thought about coconuts in general.
Nice link on how to open a coconut. So if you need that.
Okay,
great. Not the kind of thing we ordinarily talk about.
If Gilbert's trapped on a deserted island.
We could. How about an episode on craft services that we've
I had a Mounds bar once.
A craft services episode?
It's the best food, worst food on set.
Let me tell you, I am gaining weight from working in television. That craft services table.
Yeah, they got a lot of goodies at The View.
It's the death of me. Steve Albrecht. Steve, and since you mentioned The View, Jimmy Fallon came on today and did a fantastic Gilbert Gottfried impersonation.
Did he really?
He does a very funny imitation.
What prompted that?
He was just goofing around, and it was dead on, and it was wonderful.
And he said I was the first imitation he did on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Is
and
that
it's
right?
Very convincing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he on where
he was on the
was
show
he on
today.
After, I mean, was he on Saturday Night Live after your season?
Well after.
He was funnier than I ever was. He was funnier as Gilbert Gottfried than I was
Gilbert as Gilbert.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Steve Albrecht sends us a picture of Frank Sinatra playing poker with a dog. We appreciate that.
Oh.
That's fun. Gilbert could make something out of that.
And then he shot the dog.
He beat the dog senseless. Beat the hell out of him. Keddie Ogilati. I am watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and here's something the children won't get now, a reference to Christmas seals.
Oh, my
God. They no longer exist.
That's right.
Wow.
That's kind of fun.
You know what that reminds me of, too? That also does be, remember green stamps?
Of course.
Grocery store?
Yes.
Of course. You know Gilbert's the type of guy that does the green
stamps.
And all your stamps in the book and all that stuff.
Yeah, and then you could get a gift. They
That's
used
right.
to have these little stores
right.
that you went in and they just dealt. With those green stamps.
Do you have green stamps under the bed at home?
He's still looking to redeem them. Did you get the glasses? You didn't drive, so you never went into the gas station and got, like, the decorative glasses. Movie glasses or the football glasses. That was a big thing when I was a kid.
I had jelly glasses.
Jelly glasses, yeah.
And I remember, too, when banks, when you'd open an account, they had a big window of gifts choose from.
All old. That's ancient history. We're dating ourselves. Here, our friend Big Daddy, who likes to tweet us, Big Daddy, and he's reading your mind, Gilbert.
I hope not.
Yes. He posts this JPEG, and the true meaning of Rudolph is deviation from the norm will be punished unless it's exploitable.
Yes.
And that was just your point.
That's
of
it.
A moment ago. So he has, as Letterman used to say to Paul Schaefer, he has crystallized your thoughts eloquently. Michael Shianamea. I hope I get that right, Michael. We quote him a lot. I enjoyed Billy Saluga.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
job. I'm still doing my Christmas shopping, so your endorsements for socks and me undies have me covered. just a few more as we run out of time here. Trent Mabry. Frank, you mentioned this in the Facebook group, but have you tried getting Bill Daly on the podcast?
He would be.
Bill good. Daly from yeah. Major Healy from I Dream of Jeannie and also...
And what was his name on Newhart?
Wasn't it Roger?
Yeah, I think
no,
Roger.
He was Roger Healy on I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh.
He was Howard Borden.
Oh, okay.
The Navigator.
He was very funny.
Yeah. DD writes, very informative episode and about the Billy Saluga. Today we learned that Gary Coleman was, quote, a little prick.
And I don't know if this will have aired or it'll be coming up, but we spoke to someone who went into long detail that Hervé Villechaize
yes.
was not a dream to work with.
Yes. Yeah. That's coming up with our friend Mark Evanier. We'll close with Eric Rhine. And Eric, thank you for all the stuff on Patreon, all the Producer of the Month ideas and everything and all the support of your generous support of this show. The Ray J opening that you guys did with Saluga with his signature bit was like the Eagles opening with Hotel California.
Oh, wow.
I kind of like that. I will close with this one. This is also from Eric. He sent a picture of Frank Sinatra getting out of a helicopter.
Oh, geez.
So that led to another series of tweets of Frank leaving Pat McCormick's helicopter party. And we had Mark Evanier on the show, and he knew Pat. We there was so much we didn't get to Pat McCormick.
Oh yeah.
So we'll do that in a future
episode.
That
was a helicopter flight, the famous helicopter flight over.
Yes, many of them.
Of the apartments.
Yes. There were more than one. So that's all I got. I think this is the last mini episode of the year of 2017.
Wow.
So another one in the can.
Jeez. I feel tears.
Do you feel a tear coming? Anything you want to?
Yeah. By the way,
another one in the can was who's
Cesar Romero.
Yes.
Yes.
That was his calling.
The rejected title of his memoir.
When he became a spokesman for Tropicana.
Tropicana Frozen. Yeah. I thought maybe you'd want to end on something sentimental for the end of the year, but no. Ooh,
well, no, of course
no,
not.
No, it ends on a sodomy reference.
We're very sentimental when it comes to Cesar Romero.
So stay tuned. We have wonderful stuff coming up next year, some wonderful guests, and we're going to start the year, too, with our 2017 In Memoriam episode, which Gilbert loves to do.
I love those.
Yes.
And so this has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
See you next year. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Frank.
Anytime.
Thank you. And what do you do here again?
Yeah.
Listen to me. Cause he needed the money. If you have a comment on Cesar Romero and those oranges thrown by those young caballeros, you can ask what you want. Anything on our bids, but please keep it short. Just like Hervé Villechaize.
Listen up, man.
Listen.